White W.C. White Mary. Lytton Springs, Healdsburg, California. May 5th, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary. We received yours last Sabbath. We were glad to hear from you. We have just come out to the Springs, Mary Claw and myself, to get where Father is, to obtain his help in reference to Sketches of Life incidents, life sketches of James and Ellen White. Yesterday I spoke to the church at Healdsburg very pointedly and with great freedom. After I returned home, I spent the rest of the day in preparing matter for the signs, but lay awake until after 2 in the morning. I am not very well. Father's symptoms are very encouraging, but you must know he has suffered in his hands and with acute inflammation, which has been so severe that he will lose 3 or 4 fingernails. He will, I believe, come out all right in the end. He comes to these springs, takes foot bath and general bath, and spends most of the day and returns, and I think he is receiving benefit in thus doing. You wrote me some time ago about the funds for the European mission being sent to Battle Creek. We had a purpose in having them sent here. I knew that we could call means from those men who would send if it came directly to us. But if to Battle Creek, we not being there, they would not send their means, fearing that in our absence, other hands would not make a right use of the means. We take in all these matters and act, we think, with wisdom in all these things. Your father and mother are trying to follow as God leads, and if means come in here, it goes to Europe, and there is no confusion in the matter if it does not pass through Battle Creek. When in Battle Creek, we labor determinedly and earnestly for the health and vital interest of the cause there. When in California, we labor to strengthen and confirm the interest of the work in this missionary field. The cause is one, the work is one, and we will do all we can to sustain it in its several branches. We rejoice to learn of the success of the cause in Battle Creek, of the conversion of souls. May the Lord add to the church daily, is our prayer. Is Sister Clemens' son among the converted ones? I wish you would make mention of him in some of your letters. For her sake, I wish that special efforts might be made for his soul's salvation. We see in reports some things that should never appear. Whitney writes in regard to Brother Gaskill's doing good in his labors. His name should not appear in the review when his history is so well known in Battle Creek. I bore to him a pointed testimony at the camp meeting that God would not accept him as a laborer till he straightened up the crookedness of his past course. Now someone should be critical in these reports and leave out the mention of those persons who are doubtful in their character and past life. Will you see those who have the responsibility of these reports and tell them to use more discretion and good judgment in every report inserted? They are not obliged to put in every report just as it comes to the office, but leave out, cut down, and have the reports just as they should be. Gaskill has no right to labor till he has made straight his crooked ways in the past. I will comply with your request and send you some things for the benefit of the youth. Elder Loughborough is pleading for me to go to Oregon. He says my testimony is greatly needed there, and I shall have a woman to accompany me. I think I may go, but I have not decided fully. I do not think I shall cross the plains this season. Shall complete Volume 4 as soon as possible. I have been very much worn, but have hope of improving in the same way I got sick, by continual, earnest labor. I want to know in regard to goods which were sent from Brother Hutchins of Vermont. You have not mentioned these things. Have they come? In them was a shawl I designed to have, and silk for dress. But as no mention has been made to us of them, I concluded they had not come to Battle Creek. Please make some reference to this matter in your next letter. I want all Father's linen pants sent, if you have an opportunity. I would like that striped linen skirt to slip over dress to keep off dust, unless Mary needs it. Send all father's white vests. He suffers with heat and wants cool clothing. I want my mohair duster sent. I would so like to have Mary Chinnick with me. Cannot she come? Write me what you think about it. I must have someone if Sister Ings is to stay in Europe. I must have a good, reliable, conscientious girl. Can you think of one? Mother.